Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show, America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. If you are watching us live, you are watching us on Brighteon TV. Please share Brighteon TV with everybody that you know. There's coming a time where they're going to be continually putting the clamps down on free speech, especially when they start rolling out more of their tyranny, whatever that happens to be, whether it's collapsing of a dollar or some climate emergency or another scamdemic. They're gonna try to censor us. So we need to have all these alternate media platforms available. So again, share Brighteon TV. We've got 59, I think, hosts that'll help get you the truth out. I'm also being aired later on Freedom First Network and on Conservative Television of America. So please share those platforms with everybody that you know. We got a great show for you today. We're gonna talk about how we go about protecting our God-given rights. We'll be right back after this break.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
For your support of this platform, use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence proclaims God-given rights, and we intend to protect them. Working with people like you, for over 50 years, preserving freedom and building a better tomorrow. Safeguarding the Constitution by limiting government power. We are restoring liberties, educating voters, and leading the freedom movement. Join with us. United, we will defend our rights. We are all Americans. We are the John Birch Society.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. Before we get started, I do want to remind you Dr. Alan Keyes is available for speaking engagements. I'm going to have him on the road here this next week or so in Michigan for a whole week, and then he'll be speaking up at Northwestern University, also over in Chicago area. So if you'd like to have Dr. Keyes speak at one of your events, please reach out to us there at imtv.us, and we can certainly make that happen for you. I'm going to read a scripture verse today, just one verse. And it comes from Esther. It's a verse that doesn't get read very, very much when we tell the story of Esther. But I hear people all the time, you know, there was a conspiracy to commit genocide against the Jews. And I ask people, well, how did that stop? And they say, well, Esther went in and petitioned the king. That's not how it stopped. All right. If you continue reading the next couple verses, the king was not allowed to reverse a law under the Medes and the Persians. He could not repeal the law that allowed them to. What he could do is pass another law telling them to defend themselves and making it legal and basically giving them a Second Amendment right to defend themselves if you actually read it. So I'm only going to read one verse, Esther 8:11, and it says this. By these letters, the king permitted the Jews who were in every city to gather together and protect their lives, to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people or province that would assault them, both little children and women, and to plunder their possessions. All right, as a theologian, I'm telling you, the right of self-defense is a biblical right. If it's against the law, if one of the commandments is thou shall not kill, then you have a right to not allow people to kill you. You have a right of self-defense. That's at the individual level and really even at the national level. That's what the founding fathers understood, and that's why we had an American Revolution, because the king was murdering people. He was sending mercenaries in from Germany and from other places. He was arming the Indians to kill people on the frontier. So this guy was a criminal. All right. So this is why we have a First Amendment a Second Amendment, actually first two. but we need to start defending these rights. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit here this morning. I just learned of an organization called Patriot Defender. That was founded by patriots, who knows what it means to protect this nation. So with us this morning is Ross Thompson. Ross, welcome to the program.
Hey, doctor, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to hear about your efforts. I've been looking over your website, and I definitely want to, or the press release. First, just tell us how you and Buck started this whole thing.
Well, you know, we've been obviously very involved in First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. Obviously, Buck with his TV show. My background in intelligence and growing different companies of what we call indemnified membership. So we looked around at this country and the shape that it's in, and we said, well, why can't we give the conservative right, the conservative Americans, the means to defend themselves, right? If their First Amendment or Second Amendment rights become under attack. So we're all familiar with, you know, the concealed carry insurance, so that if you have to use your firearm in self-defense, they pick up the legal tab for any defense, any legal defense. With Patriot Defender, we took that one step further and said, we're going to cover First Amendment and Second Amendment issues, so that if you're attacked by the government for exercising your First Amendment or your Second Amendment rights, we will come to your legal aid, right? So we call it legal defense for moral offense. So again, it's the first and only insurance product, if you will, that has your back financially. If you do things like stand up in the school board meeting and get fired, if you're the victim of weaponization of government. If you get kicked out of school for being a member of the College Republicans and voicing your First Amendment right with free speech, saying I'm not okay with changing with a man in the women's locker room. I'm not okay doing certain things. Or listen, I'm a baker. I'm a or whatever it may be, and I just don't believe in same-sex marriage, and I'm not going to participate in that. And all of a sudden, I get sued for that. And I lose my livelihood. I lose my business. I lose my reputation. Things like media misrepresentation. Look at the Nick Sandman case. He went to Washington from his school in Kentucky and was touring the Supreme Court and basically found himself face to face with a radical left protester. The media covered it like he was the procrastinator, and he was the person causing all the problems, and he wasn't. And the media ruined his life, ruined his reputation. So while the Second Amendment is obviously very key and very important, the first line of defense of citizens of this country has always been the First Amendment, right? We have to speak up first. And we're seeing the government, and other political groups on the left, really using our speech to cancel us, to silence us, to get us fired, get our reputations ruined. And the fact of the matter is, the government now has made the process the punishment, right? So even if you're 100% right, whether it's using a firearm or whether it's speaking up at a school board meeting, and you did nothing wrong and you did everything by the letter of the law, the process of dragging you into court is the punishment alone, because that'll ruin you financially, emotionally, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I agree, and that's exactly what they do, and they know that on the left. They know what they're doing would never stand up in court, but they do it. It goes on for a couple years, and then they lose. Well, the damage is already done, and COVID's a clear example of that. I mean, if you didn't have the courage to just tell them to go pound salt when they tried to do everything, then, your business was destroyed, and you had to wear masks and everything else. You just have to know ahead of time that this stuff isn't lawful and I'm not going to comply with it. But even then, they want to use the weaponization of government. They want to pull you into court and make you pay legal bills, and they just harass you. They make it almost unpleasant to stand up for your rights. So you guys are absolutely right. You could be 100% right, didn't do a thing wrong according to the law. And these idiots, will try to punish you for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and like what you mentioned with COVID, just the silliness of, Governor Whitmer in Michigan, right, where the liquor stores can stay open, but the churches have to close, right? I mean, it's literally pick and choose. And I think the fact of the matter is, I think conservative Americans, hardworking Americans, blue collar Americans, a lot of these people don't even know a lawyer, much less can afford one, right? And the ruling class left, the political left, just are able to steamroll these folks out of a job, out of a reputation, out of a livelihood, in some cases out of their property, for standing up for what they believe in, because they're quote unquote easy targets, right? They don't have the money, they don't have the connections, they don't have the resources. And that's what Patriot Defender wants to do, right? We want to be that membership, that product, that's literally less than $10 a month. And if you get into one of those instances where your First Amendment is under attack, or you stood up for your First Amendment or your Second Amendment, self-defense, and need legal assistance to help fight, anybody coming after you for utilizing those, we'll stand up and we'll provide that no cost legal defense to our members. And furthermore, I think it's important to kind of grasp the fact that if we are able to provide these members, conservative Americans, the financial resources and the legal connections to fight back, we're going to be less of a target, right? We want Patriot Defender to be that beware of dog sign, that alarm shield on your front lawn that says, I'm fully protected, I have the resources of hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal expenses if I need it at no cost to me. So why don't you go somewhere else? Why don't you go pick on someone your own size? Why don't you go pick on someone that's more vulnerable? And the left and these leftist protesters, whether it's BLM or whether it's somewhere else, that just attack people for saying something they believe in, right? Those people, again, they have the resources to go after you. They know you don't. So if we give them the resources, the members, the resources, then they'll go somewhere else. These people are no better than just opportunistic criminals, and they go after people based on opportunity. And if they see that their target is hardened a little bit more by what we have to offer in our membership, they'll go somewhere else to someone easier. These guys are cowards anyway. And frankly, you know, if they know that, the person they want to, you know, tarnish, and go after can actually afford to defend themselves in an effective way, they'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, and I actually wrote about that in my book, Appeal to Heaven. I talked about bullying, you know, that, you know, a bully may have the power. A 16-year-old bully may have the power to beat up a 5-year-old and take his lunch money. He doesn't have the authority to do it. He just is stronger than him. Well, that's kind of what we're dealing with government now, is these guys grow up, and instead of taking your lunch money, they want to take everything else. So these bullies have weaponized government. Nobody's holding them accountable. Nobody. I mean, these are crimes. These people committed crime after crime after crime the whole way through, like Governor Whitmer, like you said, up there in Michigan. I mean, these governors, you know, were breaking so many laws with all these lockdowns and mandates and everything else. But again, nobody's holding them accountable. So it really does have to be a two-prong approach. We have to do exactly what you're doing and have the courage to stand up for these people and have the resources to do that. But that's what I found out about bullies my entire life. They're looking for weak targets. And if you stand up to them and punch them in the nose, they're going to go look for a little bit easier prey. So having the courage to stand up to these tyrants is exactly what we need at this day and this hour. And when we do, that's where you come along, because, you know, the fight's going to be on, and I'm game for it. To be honest with you.
Yeah, listen, and you're right in what you say. You know, they have the power but not the authority. And that's a key principle of what we created here, why we had to create it. Because, you know, the sad truth is that conservative Americans cannot rely on the government to protect their rights anymore. Period. Full stop. You know, between the Biden administration, between Pelosi's Congress, between everything else, we can't sleep at night. And I couldn't, you know, I've been to some dangerous places and done some dangerous things. And I think now that if I were to go speak out at a school board meeting, I would think twice about that. And I would want to choose my words very carefully. And that's a terrifying reality to have in the United States. And so we have to come up with a way, whether, you know, it was the right to bear arms or the First Amendment, but we have to come up with a way to defend that and protect ourselves. Right. And the only way we can really do that is by having the legal resources to fight back enough where it just becomes a losing proposition to keep going after us. And if we're able to do that, and we're able to kind of band together to kind of provide that strength to our brothers and sisters, then I think we're going to be in a much, much more powerful place to regain the fundamentals of this country.
In the pre-show, I mean, the problem with our side, and I just addressed this at a meeting I was at last night. The problem with our side is we just want to be left alone. We want to go to work, have a job, come home, eat dinner, spend time with our family, go fishing, go hunting, go to our kids' soccer game, you know, whatever. We just want to be left alone. But that's not how the other side works. The other side is relentless, you know, about enslaving us and tyranny and everything else. And I think the people are starting to realize this kind of pious, well, let's just, you know, be quiet, not say anything. This doesn't work. I mean, you know, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. I think it was one of our, Adam, somebody said. So we do have to go on the offensive. We have to use every legal means to do that. Because if not, then it's going to come, then it will come push come to shove. And if that happens, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think that's a great tenet of Patriot Defender as well, right? We don't want to see it get to the point where we have to respond to, with violence, right? We don't want to get to that point, right? We want to be able to fund the defense on the legal side so that we can actually do things the right way. We can use the law, which is on our side, to you know, have our freedoms and to keep our freedoms. And that should always be the first way that we go about it. And in the absence of being able to effectively use that system, then that's where the violence takes over. And what we want to be able to do is again, give our members the peace of mind that if they ever come across, some kind of legal action against them for speaking up or for living a certain way or believing a certain way, or working a certain way, they can defend themselves and not have to worry that, listen, I'm ruined now. I can't afford these legal bills. And maybe I got a bad lawyer, maybe I got bad advice. And so we want to be able to provide them with those abilities. Again, alongside the self-defense. So again, the evolution of this concealed carry for the Second Amendment insurance. We want to add the First Amendment to that. We want to really envelop the whole process. And we want to give everybody all the rights in the world, or all the resources in the world to exercise their rights.
When I was reading your press release, they can't cancel all of us. How to fight the woke thought police and win? Because that's what we have to do. I mean, when they're calling mothers terrorists, domestic terrorists, yeah, for just speaking up at a school board meeting, and I ran for office here in the state where I live, and you know, I told them, I'm like, guys, you don't have a public school system anymore. You have a government school system. You know, it used to be a time where, you know, the community voted for a school board and the school board hired the teachers and it reflected everything in the community. Now all this stuff is coming from the United Nations, straight down to the Department of Education, straight down to your state school board, and they pass it on to your little local school board. So, you know, that we are not a republic anymore, at least not other than on paper. You know, our Constitution guarantees us a Republican form of government, but, you know, they're not acting like it. And, that's what we need to do. We need to be fighting these fights. And I love everything that I'm reading on your site. When I was reading your quote, this is where I knew you and I would see, eye to eye. I just want to read what you had wrote. Between the radical left rioters destroy businesses of hardworking Americans, our daughters being forced to compete and even change with biological males, losing your job because you stood up to school boards, and of course government and media destroying the lives of individuals, like you said, like Kyle Rittenhouse and others. And then you close with saying we can no longer expect the government to protect our rights and freedoms. I mean, this is something I've been saying for years. The Declaration of Independence says the only reason that government exists is to protect our God-given rights. And when they don't do that, what's it say? Then we have the right and the duty to throw them off and replace them with someone who will. So we are certainly of the same ideological mindset.
Yeah, no, and listen, you're absolutely right. You know, and you know, listen, you know, Buck Sexton, you know, he does this all day long, and you know, it's hard to go after him because he's got such a presence and a voice, and you know, again, has all the backing of large corporations that he works with in the media industry. And you know, Buck was with the agency for a number of years. We're both New York City boys, and we were both there during 9/11. And Buck ended up coming back after working with the agency, alone from the agency, to work with the NYPD and the FBI very closely post 9/11. And for the FBI now to say that the number one threat to this country is domestic terror, right? I tell you that is absolutely code for white America, for conservative America, for Christian America. And I can tell you right now, look at what's flooding across the borders. You know, again, you know, Buck and I and other folks in our organization, you know, we know this world very well, and I can tell you that there are way more challenging and immediate existential threats to this country than domestic terror, and it's just a sad place to be where that's you know, that's being not only spoke about, but it's really being put into policy at the higher echelons of our government that domestic terror is something that will take this country down. When, you know, we're just trying to, like you said, we're just trying to live our lives and speak our truths. And that's what we want. Things like we want to be able to go to a school board meeting and change minds by standing up for what we believe in. That's how we want change to affect. We don't want to do it having to use violence or firearms or any of that. Obviously those are our constitutional rights, but that's why we show up to these things. That's why we speak out. If we didn't care and we wanted to do something violent, then why show up to a school board meeting? Right? Go do something else that'll make your point. Right? So obviously conservative America cares enough to show up and speak up. And as long as we're able to be heard and taken seriously, and to affect change, you know, the left says they're so tolerant, right? You know, I mean, come on, is that not the biggest hypocritical comment you've ever heard in your life? So again, Patriot Defender is the first insurance membership that covers First Amendment rights and the legal defense if you were ever to be the victim of some government action for speaking up and using your First Amendment right. We also cover the Second Amendment and concealed carry and firearms and all that. It's a full package. It's less than $10 a month, and it'll make you sleep at night, and you know, it'll cover your whole family. And again, it's not just for gun owners. It's for the soccer mom that you know, the single soccer mom, right? That never thought about owning a gun, but she's in the PTA and she speaks up or she writes a letter to the principal and she's afraid that's going to get her fired or her daughter kicked out of school or whatever it may be. So again, it's for the full spectrum of Americans, you know, and listen, not only conservative Americans, any American, that is worried that their First Amendment, is in jeopardy by them actually exercising it.
Find you and your product.
Yep, so it's easy. PatriotDefender.com is the website. It's super easy to enroll. There's a lot of information on there, FAQs and video and all that. And Buck and I hope you guys check it out. Hope you guys join us get some peace of mind finally. And you know, let's change this country.
Look forward to fighting this fight with you. I'd encourage you to look into the JBS.org, and I think we can put together a team to push the left out of our space. So appreciate you, brother. Appreciate all you're doing.
You too, Dr. Diamond. Talk soon.
All right. God bless. We'll be right back after this break.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel.
Brighty on Radio and brightyonradio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks,
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the Eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighteon Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
Governor suspends right to carry guns in Albuquerque in public. Now, again, if we understand our rights and we refuse to comply with an unlawful order, which this is absolutely an unlawful order, then that's where we're going to have our rights and we'll be able to defend them. Well, Joshua James, who's got boots on the ground out there, we've had him on the show several times, is right in the middle of that fight. Joshua, welcome back to the program.
Did you?
I'll tell you what, you guys are doing great work out there standing up to these tyrants. So I know you guys had a rally there a couple days ago. Tell us what's going on, boots on the ground there.
I think it was last Thursday that she made the announcement that concealed carry, specifically here in Bernalillo County. This is where I ran for sheriff. And so immediately, I mean, my phone and everything has just been ringing off the hook, the emails, the texts. And so we put together a rally for last Sunday in Old Town. I think we had about 400 or 500 heads, everybody packing, probably a million rounds of ammo. There was only one cop standing across the street, so they left us alone completely. And then we also had another rally on Tuesday. Of course, it's been so dry here and it just poured rain all day and night. And, but it went great. The people are definitely not happy here in New Mexico. People are starting to unite. They're doing everything they can to find all the like-minded folk. The Republican Party, we made an announcement the other day at Republican headquarters that we're going to be suing them. And then 2 days ago, we were in federal court. I think we spent about 3-4 hours in court and had a restraining order. The judge put a restraining order for 20 days against this executive order. So we'll meet back in I think about 18 days now to bring the case back up. So the moment she made that announcement, she had the police chief sitting next to her, the sheriff here in Bernalillo County, because she made the announcement here, as well as some other key figures, the head of the state police. And the sheriff should have, his duty should have been to arrest her for treason right at that very moment. And it took him a day or two to even come out and say that he wasn't going to enforce it, as well as the police department and everybody else that's now come out, because the Democrats are starting to come out of the woodworks saying that they don't agree with it, they will not enforce it. Even the mayor right here in Albuquerque, who's total Democrat, they're total socialists, I believe he's going to run for senator governor. So they're all trying to act like they're on the side of the people, which is good, but it's also political. So we have a lot of actions now that we're working on. We put together some different committees. We are printing up all the complaint forms for the sheriff's department for every county. We're going to have as many signatures as we can get in every county for the complaints. And we're going to go get them notarized in the county clerk's office in every county, put on the court of record, serve to the sheriff, and then put on the record up in the Secretary of State's office and force these sheriffs to do their job so they can collectively come together and go arrest these people for treason. You know, remember, our government's a document, and that document's pretty well done. It's the tyrants that are in the government that are the problem, and they have absolutely no purpose in their mind to serve us, to protect us, or any of our unalienable rights.
Talking earlier about this, 18 U.S. Code 242 called deprivation of rights under the color of law. And it says, whoever under the color of law, in other words, they're using a law, a statute, an ordinance, a regulation, to willfully subject any person to the deprivation of rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution. And then there's a lot of criminal penalties that are attached to that. So when they try to deprive you of your Second Amendment right, your First Amendment right, these are actual federal crimes. And the problem that we have is we don't have anybody, it seems like, in office who's willing to go and arrest these people for what they're doing. These governors should have all been arrested during COVID. They should be arrested for what they're doing out there. Whitmer in Michigan should have been arrested. But unless we, and I know you ran for sheriff, unless we get some sheriffs who are willing to do this, they're just going to keep running around all crazy.
Absolutely. But you know what? Anytime these things are happening, people start learning. They start mm-hmm. learning really fast what their rights are, what the rules are, and how we take action and make things happen. You know, you mentioned 242, USC 18 245. It gives we the people the right to form our own law enforcement. So if we don't have any that are protecting us, that are enforcing the Constitution. So we've got a lot of things in the works. We have absolutely formed our own law enforcement, and those things are coming down the pipeline, and they know it, and they've known about it for well over a decade. And we won in their courts for impersonating law enforcement when we can't win anything else. Every county in America has been entering cases in to get thrown out for no standing. And so, once again, there's a learning process that we're all figuring out. I mean, this is exactly why I'm running for governor. New Mexico, so that I can show the people exactly how a governor should be acting, what they should be doing, and how they should be bringing the community together and operating in a method that's always in the pursuit of happiness of the people.
That's one of the things that with the John Birch Society that we're doing is we've got a lot of action projects, but one of those is, you know, what they're doing with law enforcement. It's called support your local police. And that's not just support them, but, you know, they want to federalize everything. They want to federalize the local police. And that is, I mean, right out of Hitler's playbook. You know, that's the one unique thing about America, as opposed to, I think, pretty much every nation on the planet, is that our local law enforcement is all locally controlled and kind of operates. And it's not controlled by the federal government, but they're slowly trying to federalize all our local law enforcement and really weaponize them against us. So that's what we're trying to do, is make sure that we keep all local law enforcement, you know, independent, because when they don't have those strings tied to them, you know, you're just going to get to the point where, hey, I was just following orders, right? So, I mean, we know where that led them in Nazi Germany, right? I'm just following orders. So keeping our local police independent, and having good sheriffs. I didn't even realize this till just a couple of years ago, how important and powerful the sheriff is. And that is just a very, very important thing that we need to pay attention to in the elections coming up.
Oh, definitely. We need to ensure that our sheriffs are enforcing the Constitution, not the color of law. They're all operating under the color of law. One of the things that I want to point out in the executive order is it said that only law enforcement and licensed security could carry a gun. Well, by law, we don't have law enforcement in any state in this whole country. Our police academies don't teach law enforcement. They teach patrolmen. And there's a difference between police and cops, civilians on patrol, and then police. And police are supposed to enforce ordinance. But ordinance, mandates, executive orders, all these things must be in line with the Constitution. We've allowed them to pass these rules, these statutes that absolutely are not in line at all with the Constitution. The Ninth Amendment says that you can't interpret the Constitution as you please. There's a process to interpreting it, which you never hear lawyers or anybody talking about, and you have to go to the 1611 Bible. That's what the forefathers utilized to write this law. And we have to bring back that enforcement of the Constitution. And when they're not doing it, it's absolutely the people's duty to form it and to do it. Here in New Mexico, we have what's called the Metropolitan Act, which is a very, very hard document to get your hands on. They hide anything that's good and that we need. So you got to seek and you shall find. And that Metropolitan Act states that the municipalities must hire an outside corporation ran by the people. So that's why we formed a corporation that has it in its purpose, the constitutional bar, to compete with the Bar Association. Because remember, the Bar Association is a private corporation in every state, and it has no competition. They've monopolized the industry of law. And so we've created the competition, and the Secretary of State signed it into law. And so we'll start activating all this and teaching the people. But definitely we gotta hold our selected officials to their feet to the fire, especially our sheriffs, most definitely, because even if they're operating in a de facto government, our sheriffs are always supposed to be de jure, meaning they're always supposed to be protecting the rights of the people, and that is their ultimate duty. And if they're not doing that, they're in dereliction of duty, just like this governor is in dereliction of duty, just like the county clerks and the city councilors and the county commissioners are all in dereliction of duty for all the misappropriation of funds and for not enforcing the Constitution. Statutes and codes were created to govern our law enforcement and our government officials, not we the people. We the people to operate on God's law of the land, which is to do no harm. So long as we do no harm and the sheriff's protecting us, we are in charge and they are our servants. They're serving us and we don't serve them. Exactly. My goal is governor, to be the people's governor, to serve the people. I don't even care about a paycheck. I just want to see transparency, truth, courage. I want to see people successful and prospering. I want to see our state making the money that it needs to survive and move forward. I want to see our departments eliminated that we don't need, budgets gone that we don't need, so that we can put the focus into exactly what our communities need. I want to bring back rural New Mexico. I want to bring back the ranching and fix our water problem, because they tell us we're running out of water. I don't know where they think water goes, but it's all here. Open up the door to industry, manufacturing, mining, everything and anything that we can possibly do. Rebuild our coal plants that they tore down, because they're investing billions into solar plants, and there's a lot of problems there. So there's a lot of issues we all have in our communities, and we have to come together as one, as the people, to put our government in check, to abolish whatever is repugnant to the Constitution, and to join forces with our neighboring states and just become an ultimate authority against these tyrannical governments that are happening in every state in this country. And I promise you, if we can make these actions happen in New Mexico, I know the rest of the country will stand up, and I know that the rest of the world will stand up, because we are all sick and tired of all the tyranny that's happening.
would just, you know, one, know their rights and then just say, we're not going to comply. I mean, there you are. There you go. And that's kind of what we need to get back to, is that whole idea that if you're doing something unlawful, I'm not required to comply with that. And then that's what our police and our sheriffs need to, you know, I'm not enforcing an unjust law. And I remember, I spent 8 years in the Air Force. I was security police. And I remember someone giving me a cassette tape that I was listening to on my car driving back off a leave one time. And this guy was talking about how they changed it from peace officers to law enforcement. It used to be, for hundreds of years, they're just there to keep the peace. But now they're there to enforce laws. So now they basically become almost a tyrannical arm of these tyrants that, you know, pass all these unjust laws, these illegal law, unconstitutional law, and they're just out enforcing these illegal mandates, laws, ordinances, whatever it is. And that's kind of where we're at. So we do need to educate our police and our sheriffs and our local officials and let them know you're not under any obligation to obey these people.
And that's what patrolmen are. Patrolmen are peace officers. They're not allowed to carry a gun. They, in fact, that order takes all the weapons, not just away from us, but from what she's calling law enforcement, because they're not law enforcement. That means taking the guns away from them. But under the proper procedures that are in place right now, that they're patrolmen, they're not even supposed to carry a gun. And they're all wearing black these days. Patrolmen are supposed to wear blue. Sheriffs are moving into wearing black uniforms. Sheriffs are supposed to wear green and tan. There's absolute process. There's procedure to it all. Just like the people that are learning about the inauguration of Biden. And if you go back and you watch it, there was no proper procedure followed that has always been followed through an inauguration of a president. There's particulars, there's rules, there's things that happen. You know, we got the 3-gun salute versus a 21-gun salute, and there's all these little things. And it's sad that we all have to like dig so deep and learn so much, but this is the indoctrination of our education system. They're not teaching us all these things. If we have our children learning these things from the very beginning, as well as the Bible is absolutely supposed to be in our schools, because that's how you interpret our Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Constitution. And they grow up learning these things. It's just common knowledge for everybody. Then we're all on the same page. At this point, with what they're putting in our kids' heads and how they're sexualizing everything and demonizing everything, this is how they're going to grow up with the perspective of moving forward. This is why God said children perish for lack of knowledge and vision. Because if you don't have that knowledge, you don't have a vision. You can't, your scenarios of the future and all the good things that you can imagine, they're not happening that way. They're happening in an evil, demonic way that cancels people out, that cancels families out, and cancels out the knowing of your rights. Because if you don't know your rights, you don't have none. And we've got to get back on path here. We have to accept and come to a social compact like we've done in the past on exactly how things are supposed to be ran and handled. We have to. And hopefully we can get to a point, and our goal is to get to a point where our kids or our children of the future don't have to work so hard to get there, because they already have it. They already have it established in their mind and in their hearts. As Thomas Jefferson said, if we stick to our principles, the knots will untie themselves.
I didn't know what you were talking about, that, you know, the police are supposed to be wearing blue and not black. But I've noticed that myself. If you go to our John Birch Society website, support your local police. Let me just read a little paragraph. It says, in recent years, local law enforcement has become much more militarized. The federal government uses the war on terror and the war on drugs as excuses to unconstitutionally equip law enforcement with gear, training, and grants. No doubt you've noticed officers with tactical gear, weapons, and military-grade vehicles. Yesteryear's hometown cop is becoming quickly replaced by today's military soldiers. That sound about right to you?
That's right. The black is a demonic way of thinking. It's just like our judges come out in those Article 2 courts that are supposed to be Article 3 courts in their black robes, and they summons you to court. See, we live in Babylon. We speak Babel. The courts speak legalese. We have to get on paths of speaking God's word. That's why we call it the word, because it when we speak it, we create. And if we speak Babel, we create Babel. That's why Satan's deceiving all those out of God, because if we're speaking God, we're creating God. It's good and evil, the yin and the yang. But through the pain and through all these demonic attacks, it is built inside of us. That light is inside of us that makes us question, that makes us think, because ultimately we all want to do good. We all want love, and we've got to just bring that method of consciousness, that subconsciousness to the conscious and collectively fight this evil.
Yeah, and I mean, we can take this clear back to separation of church and state, right? I mean, if you can take God's law out and now people become lawless, what do you need? Well, you need more masters. You need more police. I mean, if everybody's living by the golden rule, if everybody's living by God's law, and I'm not going to hurt anybody, kill anybody, steal from anybody, rape anybody, if I'm just a moral individual, there is no need for government. There's no need for law enforcement. So this is part of their strategy, and their plan is just to get everybody, you know, to become lawless. And then when they do, then they're like, well, we need more police and we need more military. And all you're doing is playing right into their hands.
I'm really putting a lot of focus into our law enforcement and our military, our veterans, and trying to bring them to the table because they're vital in this fight. Right. You know, all over the country, there's entire police departments are tossing their badge in and they're quitting because they're starting to learn what it is that they've been developed to do. And I think ultimately they want to enforce the Constitution. They're putting those connections together and realizing they don't want to be violating people's rights.